crops we can't see. And we went over into Kentucky. Of course, she's just 8 miles from the county, from the Kentucky line. We went over into Kentucky, and there's worlds of them still in Kentucky. And being used.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is there a special name for that kind of kitchen?
No, not that I know of, because we never did have one.
I thought it might be some summer kitchen or something like that.
No, I just don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, that's really great.
Yeah. But just think about getting up in the morning and having to go to that in the winter time and having to go out through that cold. And it was not walled in anything. It was just a walkway.
Uh-huh.
Cold.
I can imagine.
Go to the kitchen. And of course, the stove would always be heated up when you got there. And we didn't ever have one. I didn't know that, that part of it. But that always amused me. It was just so amazing to me why they built the kitchen all separately from the house.
The only reason I could think of is maybe if they had a fire or something in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would want the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only reason I could think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, and then they had summer houses. And then, of course, they had slave quarters. That's what they called them.
Mm-hmm.
Maids, now,
yeah.
What we call maids now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, their houses on their property. They lived, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of people at that time, the real wealthy people, had lived in maids that lived in, Because we have that now. We have a few people, especially people, widows or invalids. Things like that, they have live-in maids.
They just stay there the whole time?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They have just a room that they live in there in the house, and they just stay there all the time. And you read about that, and you see that, on television a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, how nice that would be to have a live-in maid. Back when I like to keep half. I don't keep it anymore, but...
You ever have those things, sweep boards with?
Those straw brooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make those yourself?
Yeah, go out in the broom sage. It was called. You break that stuff and make your broom take strings and wrap it. You wrap it to make the handle as long as you wanted, and then the broom was down here. I fixed them in one. And another thing that we used to have was the mops that we had a long time ago. I can remember once that we had, now this really goes back. We didn't have mops. The mops that we had, there would be a board about this long and about this wide, and there would be holes in it, and it would be stuffed with chuck. And that was the mops that we had to clean the floors. And the floors, back then, those pine and hardwood floors, they would be just white. I've lived in houses that the floors, we just kept them so clean. They had been mopped so much and scrubbed so much until you could eat off the floors. They were just white.
Wow. I mean, were they?
I can remember my mother had. I remember just one time that my mother had one of those mops when I was a little bitty thing.
Yeah, make your own mops, then.
But now the broom sage brooms comes on up a good bit later than that. And there's still a lot of people out in the country that uses those. You'd be surprised at these real old women, and you can pass and see them with their bonnets on. And that broom, and that little broom out sweeping the wall, the porch.